Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. My name is Eric Cloward. Time is the most important, the most in-demand resource that we have in life. Are you spending yours wisely, or are you wasting it? Today's episode is about time. The most finite resource that each of us have is time. So we can always make more money, we can always make more things, but time is something that none of us can make up. None of us can just magically make time appear. And while most of us can never know exactly how much time we have in this life, we can each work on learning how to spend our time more wisely. Seneca said, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it. Life is long enough, and a sufficiently generous amount has been given to us for the highest achievements, if it were all well invested. But when it is wasted in heedless luxury and spent on no good activity, we are forced at last by death's final constraint to realize that it has passed away before we knew it was passing. So it is. We are not given a short life, but we make it short, and we are not ill supplied, but wasteful of it. Life is long, if you know how to use it." So when we read this from Seneca, what he really talks about is making sure that we use our time in ways that we find productive, ways that we find useful in our lives, and not just wasted on, as he puts it, heedless luxuries or spent on no good activity. Because all of us have a decent amount of time. Some is going to be longer than others, shorter than others. But what we do with our time, that's what's most important. So I want to talk a little bit about time wasters. How much time do you waste in your life? How much time do you spend on social media or spend time on watching TV or Netflix on a given night? What are the time suckers in your life? I mean, how many likes do you need to give somebody on Facebook? And how many new series do you need to follow on Netflix? I mean, for me, I find that I had to limit my time on Facebook since it was really an easy rabbit hole to kind of fall into. And next thing I know, I've spent 2 hours just kind of cruising my Facebook feed. So when I was in college, I remember that I saw a talk once given by a movie critic called Michael Medved. And while he's a bit more conservative than I am, and I don't agree with everything that he has to say, there was something he said that really stuck with me. At the time, he said that the average American watched about 28 hours of TV on average per week. And he talked about the fact that it's not that there's not enough quality media for us to watch. There's plenty of good material out there, but it's that we lose a lot of our lives if we're just immersed or living through TV. We miss those family connections. We missed out on living our lives when we live by proxy of somebody else's lives, whether that's real or fictional. And this was before Facebook was even dreamed of. One thing that I'm currently struggling with in my life is indecision. So
I have a lot of ideas of things that I want to do in my life, of things that I want to work on. And they're all really good ideas. They're really good ventures to kind of put my effort into. But I'm really having a hard time deciding on them. So I'll work a little bit on this thing and I'll work a little bit on that thing and never really focused too much on one thing. And I'm finding that I'm not really getting a lot of things done. So one of the things that I have is, or that I'm working on, is that I'm working on paring things down so that I can focus my energy on the things that I find most important. And I've set a goal for myself that by the end of this year that I need to choose one or two of them and really focus on them rather than just spreading myself too thin and not really making progress on any of them. Seneca also said, "Were all the geniuses of history to focus on this single theme, they could never fully express their bafflement at the darkness of the human mind. No person would give up even an inch of their estate, and the slightest dispute with a neighbor can mean hell to pay. Yet, we easily let others encroach on our lives. Worse, we often pave the way for those who will take it over. No person hands out their money to passers-by, but to how many do each of us hand out our lives? We're tight-fisted with our property and money, yet think too little of wasting time, the one thing about which we should all be the toughest misers." So again, looking at our lives, what are the things that we're wasting our time on? What are the things that we just kind of throw away, you know, hey, I have a little bit of time here. I'm going to focus on this thing. By being conscientious of the things that we're spending our time on and choosing those deliberately, we can make a lot better choices. So how do we do that? Well, I think the first thing we need to understand is our priorities. When we have our priorities lined up, this helps us to make much wiser choices about the things that we want to spend our time on. And this is going to be different for everyone. For some people, family is their top priority. For others, it's their work. And for others, it may be service to a cause or something that they believe in. There's no perfect list of priorities, and each person needs to decide for themselves what's most important and to stay focused on it. And the thing is if you don't have a clear vision of where you want to go, then you'll end up exactly where you aim, which is nowhere. And the thing is like I said, this is going to vary for every person. So everyone has differing things that are of more or less important to others. And we need to understand that what we find important is not going to be the same for everyone else. And that's okay. If everyone had the exact same priorities, then we'd have a much less interesting world to live in. So by taking the time to really understand what your priorities are, that can really help guide you in focusing on the things that are most rewarding. One of the first places that you can look at the things that are of priority to you is looking at your core values. So on one of our episodes a while back, we talked about understanding what your core values are and making sure that when you're living your life according to your core values, then you have a clear guide of the things that should be part of your life and the things that shouldn't be part of your life and how you should act in each of these different situations. We can check off that list of core values and say, yep, this is something that definitely matches with that. Then you know you're on the right path because those are things that you decided ahead of time rather than just kind of deciding on a whim of like, oh, yeah, this sounds like a good idea tonight. By understanding our priorities and our core values, then we can definitely make much more informed choices and we're going to have a lot more rewarding choices in our lives. One thing we also need to remember is that through each stage of our lives, things that were important to us at one point are not going to be the same as they are as we move further in our lives. For example, the things that were so important when you were a teenager, when you were in high school, is going to be so different than when you're in your 20s and you're in college. And when you move into your 30s, those things are going to change dramatically as well. I mean, me at 46, the things that I thought were important back in my 30s are not nearly as important as some of the other things that have come up in my life. And as you grow in your life, you're going to find that different things are more important to you And that's okay. Because if the things that are important to you now are the same things that are that were important to you as, say, you were a teenager, or you're still living out your college years, even though you're in your 40s, and that you've changed as a person, and the things that were important to you 20 years before are going to change a little bit. Now, your core values may be the same, because you may have decided in your 20s, or even your teen years, that these are the things that are most important to me in my life. But your priorities of where those things are going to fit into your life may change dramatically. A big part of working through how to spend your time is being intentional. You really need to ask yourself what it is that you want to accomplish in your life. And when a choice comes up in front of you, then before you make a choice, you need to ask yourself, does this get me closer to my vision of life? Does this move me forward to my goals? If you can answer honestly that, yes, this is something that's going to move me forward, then you should probably move forward on that. But you also need to be okay with sometimes choosing things that may not move you forward towards your goal. You may want to be able to waste some time and just do some things that are relaxing or are a bit hedonistic or whatever it is that you need to do to relax. But that you can deliberately make that choice, that you can make that distinction and say, yep, tonight I'm just going to be lazy. I'm going to sit and watch some Netflix and I'm not going to feel guilty about it. It's totally okay. The thing is that if you are too focused on your goals and that everything has to 100% line up with that, then it means that you're going to miss some interesting and maybe some fun or life-changing things that could happen to you. So if you're out working at your office, you know, on a Friday night at 10 o'clock every single week, you might miss some great and amazing relationships that you could have spent or that you could have cultivated if you'd spent that time with some friends or, you know, taking that time to just relax. What it comes down to is just being deliberate about that. It comes to being sure that you think about each time you say yes and each time that you say no. With the new year just around the corner, this is a good time for us to look at what we're spending our time on in our lives. And we can take this time to be sure that the things that we're spending our time on are moving us forward towards the goals that we have in our lives. By taking the time to evaluate if the goals that we have line up with our priorities and our core values, well, we can also be better at choosing those activities that are going to enhance our lives. And we can be sure to use our most precious resource as wisely as possible. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Be good to others and be good to yourselves. And thanks for listening. Hey, friends. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, I would really appreciate if you could help support me by making a pledge on Patreon. You can find me at patreon.com/stoiccoffee. Even just a small amount helps in keeping this podcast going. Also, head on over to my website at www.stoic.coffee and sign up for our weekly newsletter. And lastly, if you know someone that might like or could benefit from this podcast, please share it with them. Word of mouth is one of the best ways to help this podcast grow. Thanks again for listening.